Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All by the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have another Oscar-nominated film that we're talking about. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes, a Scorsese movie.
Which he did a cameo in.
Yes, at the very end of the movie. If you sat through the whole 3.5-hour movie, you were rewarded by seeing Scorsese in the flesh.
I was so surprised. So when Alessandra told me how long this movie was, which me and longer than 2.5-hour movies, they can really be a struggle for me these days. But this is on Apple TV, and started it. I was like, okay, the weekend's coming. I'm going to do half of it on Saturday, half of it on Sunday. Started it Saturday, and it was so interesting, I just continued watching it and finished it.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, my roommate was watching it with me too, and they were like, this is actually kind of interesting. I want to continue watching. I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get it done.
Absolutely. It is about a bunch of murders that are going on in Osage, Oklahoma. Osage Nation land of these various Osage people who are... they struck liquid gold with oil on their lands, and so they are the most and the richest like Native Americans in the world. I mean, it's said that in the beginning, and so they're basically like kind of hunted for their wealth and their influence in the area. And it takes a lot of effort to get the government to notice and do something about it, because obviously they're not white, so our government took its sweet old time trying to solve that. And eventually they get it solved, sort of, in the end.
Yeah, yeah, and by took their time basically doing nothing until they literally couldn't do nothing anymore.
It's just, you know, one of those extremely frustrating tales of how... white people are horrible. And
oh, don't I know? Don't we know? Yeah. Don't we know it? And this is based off of a true story.
Yes.
Which is insane. I had never heard of this. Similarly, I hadn't known about Tulsa until like I had read about it. Like, I think an article I follow, like, this history, a couple history accounts on Instagram, and I think one of them had talked about the Tulsa riots. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot like what happened there, and that was just, I literally couldn't even believe that this was a part of our history.
Yeah, I learned about the Tulsa massacre, like, I don't know, maybe... when did that show Watchmen come out? Because that really brought a light to the Tulsa massacre. And I think that was like, I don't know, what, 3 years, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? And that one, I think they kind of go back in time or something. And so I a lot of podcasts I know that were talking about it when that was coming out, because it was getting...
it was in the show?
Yeah, I was in the show, and then I think more people were starting to kind of unearth more things about it, and it's now part of our, you know, we know more about it, which we, like, I don't remember ever learning about that in school, and we, of course, learn all sorts of things about, you know, Black history in school, but that was not one of them.
Yeah, no, okay. That was interesting. I didn't know about the Watchmen part. Interesting.
Yeah, it's had something to do with that show, which apparently was really good. But yes, this movie was I mean, that was a very, like, a lot of people died. I think it was, like, hundreds of people. But, like, in this instance, it was more of, like, picking off Native Americans, picking off the Osage one at a time. You know, kind of, like, slowly trying to get people's money, trying to, you know, weasel their way into their good graces.
Either trying to, like, there were so many ways that these people were trying to get their money. It was like marrying into the families, or at one point Robert De Niro's character is talking about how he set up an insurance policy on one of them, and that mm-hmm. if they offed themselves, he would get the money. And it was just truly, truly insane situations.
Yeah, it's so morally corrupt and so horrible. It's just exactly what Scorsese's best at showing us over the years, you know, just showing these, like, morally corrupt, terrible people taking advantage of others. It's just this one was, like, 3.5 hours. So in my sense, this book was, because this movie's based off of a book, and it had more of a mystery to it of who was the one killing these people. Like, it wasn't from the white people's perspective. It was, like, just a more from the Osage's perspective.
Right. Until kind of like, oh, is this like the book?
The book
was mostly from the, okay. Okay.
Because I don't know about you, but, like, as soon as we're introduced to Robert De Niro, you're like, it's him. Like, I don't know what. I don't really think that there's any mystery about it. And he talks so specifically to Leonardo DiCaprio's character, too. He's like, you know, they're going to die because they're sickly. And then you get the money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes. He was very obviously the suspect.
So, like, in my opinion, it wasn't very, like, there was no mystery. So you're just watching it, just watching people just get picked off, like, the whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but the way everyone was dealt with was, I guess, the more shocking, or, like, not mysterious, but like suspenseful. It was like, how,
mm-hmm.
like, how is this next person going to be murdered? And it's just
right
in a
right.
whole slew of ways.
yeah.
The house exploding. Yeah. Dear goodness. That was my God.
Absolutely.
That was something.
Absolutely. Yeah. So she has, so I love the beginning. I think it's just, it's wonderful to just, you know, we get introduced with this new character. We get introduced to Ernest, who is our main character, Leonardo DiCaprio. He is told by his uncle that he just comes back from fighting in the war. He's actually just like a medic. He doesn't actually do any fighting, but he came back from World War One. And
oh, he was like a cook or something because he couldn't fight.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right.
It was something up with him. He didn't pass or something.
Yeah. And he gets a job with his uncle, William Hale, and his brother is there as well. And William's like, you got to start driving for the Osage. So pick up this girl, Molly, who's single. And if you try to get with her, try to get her, you know, try to marry her so that you can basically get her inheritance. And they're worth a lot of money. Like, they're, I don't know exactly how much, but a ton. And she has, like, three other sisters, I believe.
Yeah, like three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who also are married to white guys.
Yeah, yes, there was one who was married to that guy, like, Bill or something, who then ends up marrying the other sister when the one sister dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other sister who gets murdered was trying to get with Ernest's brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 It's horrible because there's this brief time in the beginning where everything is happy. No one's dead. And the worst thing is that they mostly they all have diabetes. So they have to live with that, and it's difficult for them. And even one of them, I think she dies of diabetes. She's very sick. And so that's like the horrible, horrible sadness of it. But we also get to see like truly the awesome Osage rituals around marriage, and just kind of like so many Native American representation in this movie. It's like, I think it's like the most that have ever been in any movie ever. Like, it's like he hired like the most people.
Oh, probably. I loved the outfit that she was wearing when she got married. It was like this, it kind of looked like a military jacket almost.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It was very beautiful. Very beautiful. And I also loved how, I just love the costumes in this, and how the costumes kind of seem to like mesh well with like the current fashion trends of the day, but like still having a piece of their Indian like culture as well, like with the mm-hmm. outfit. I like that a lot.
Honestly, gorgeous. Like, yeah, beautiful landscapes of Oklahoma, beautiful costumes, like absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I love like Native American stories and stuff, and so this one was just so wonderful to watch, and all these actors were fantastic. Of course, the lead, Lily Gladstone, actress nominated for Best Actress this year at the Oscars. She is like incredible, you know.
She was amazing. I remember this movie starting off like really. This movie starts off very fun, like with the music. It was super upbeat, and I was like, what is this? Like, I thought that was just gonna be like, you know, sweeping like epic music and just like, you know, lots of very beautiful, which I mean, there's obviously beautiful cinematography, but like I thought that the vibe was gonna be very different than when it started. There's just like this very upbeat music, and it was edited very, I don't even know how to explain it. I guess just upbeat. I guess that's really the only word you could say until I think of another one.
Yeah, but that's only honestly for like 35 minutes of the movie, and then the rest of the movie is like it's very dramatic, but also just like long. Like, in my opinion, and this is not to detract from how good this movie was, but just like, I just felt because the mystery was kind of not there for me, I just was like so sad to watch, especially Lily Gladstone's character just kind of like, she just got sadder and sadder and wasted and away and had less and less to do. Like, she honestly isn't even in the movie for like the first 30 minutes, right? Like, she's not even in it at all. And you're like, where is she? What is happening? You know? And finally, when you get to see her, it's just like she's so happy, and then the light just drains from her eyes, and she gets drugged by her husband with her insulin, and she just like, she has to watch her child die. It's like the worst of the worst things are happening to her. Like, everybody she loves is dead. It's just, and then her husband is the one who murdered her sisters, and like, it's so sad. And it's just like watching her just get slower and slower. I mean, there's no like, it's like a quiet strength, but she still was incapacitated for like half the movie.
Yeah. Casey and I, as Casey and I were watching this, we were kind of hoping that, you know, she would catch on to them and she'd be the one to like kill them. Like, I wanted Robert De Niro's character and Leo's character to get it. I wanted them to get killed.
I know. And Leo plays specifically. Like such a stupid man, you know, he's such a stupid, sad man, which is like, honestly, a lot of the characters that he's been playing lately, it's kind of, it is very similar to that character he was playing in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where he's just kind of like, and you know, I can respect him for that, just being kind of like, kind of silly and stupid, you know, like, not really understanding the full scope of what is happening around him and just kind of doing things like he thinks he should because somebody else tells him to, like his uncle.
Yeah, just being gullible. But I feel like that also kind of, that also, I don't want to say it makes you feel sympathy for the character, but like then you kind of do because it's like, because Robert De Niro's character is taking advantage of him and using him to for his own gain. And you're kind of questioning like, oh, does Ernest really love Molly? And it definitely seems like he does and that he kind of regrets his decision, but like he still did it because he's dumb. Like, and it's just, it's not an excuse, but like it allows for a little piece of sympathy to be put in there. And I didn't want that. I wanted them to be the villains and I wanted them to get killed.
Yeah, when he was drugging his wife and like you know, telling her that he wasn't the one who killed her sister, like it's heartbreaking because I think he does, like, you do see that with that acting, with that like screenplay, that he does care and love for his wife, but doesn't respect her enough to like not kill her sisters, like, for money. It's crazy.
It's absolutely fucked up. And I definitely agree with you with like the mystery not being very fun, because then you're just sitting there being like, why, like, to Molly's character, like, why do you still trust your husband? Like, he's dirty rat shit. Like, you just
absolutely,
you need to suspect him. You need to suspect him.
Oh, that is the problem with her character, is it's just, she doesn't, she also was like gullible and she also believes the best in him and kind of knows the stress that he has from his uncle as well. Like, she's not, like, she does know that he is the one that is doing all of this. But she just doesn't really let herself truly believe it until the very end of the movie, when she's with him, visiting him in jail, and he's just kind of like spitting, you know, untruths to her and, you know, just trying to give her excuses. And she's just like, I don't even want to fucking hear it. Like, I don't even care anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely would have liked a little bit bigger of a role for Lily Gladstone, because she was so good. Like, she was absolutely amazing. And definitely for a 3-hour and 26-minute movie, definitely could have had a little bit more of her in there and less of stupid Ernest being stupid.
I totally agree. Like, more of the women, more of like the Osage. That's what I want to see. Like, and honestly, it didn't also feel like there was too much of Robert De Niro in this. Like, he kind of was like, I mean, he wasn't in a lot, but it's just like,
He was like the mastermind, like running the puppet show. I think that's kind of why he was kind of in the background, just popped out when he needed to. Because he was just directing everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's my excuse for that. Whether it's true or not, take it or leave it.
No, I think you're right. Honestly, it's very well done and well told. I'm just kind of looking at some of this trivia just to kind of get some more things to talk about here, because it is quite interesting. Apparently in the real, like the real murders actually just kind of spanned across like hundreds of people that were, culpable in these murders, and like,
I heard that like 100, yeah, like 100 or so, 100 or more people actually died. And then, yeah, this, I think in the movie they said that it was like 30 or something, or like 25.
Well, it wasn't even people who died. It's like people who were in on the scheme.
Oh.
So, like, there was way more bad guys involved. Which makes sense because all these people were seeing these, you know, Native American peoples with a lot of money, the Osage, like, more money than any of the people, any of the white people had, right? And there's just that deep distrust, racist, you know, sentiment that just goes down deep into just hatred.
Yeah.
It makes sense that something like this would have happened if you know, any minority gets any kind of power.
Completely. Like how we saw with Tulsa.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it's happened more than once, and that's too many. Sorry, too many.
Oh, God. I was very intrigued. I was very excited when the FBI finally got involved in this story. I thought it was going to kind of go in a direction that would have been a little bit more satisfying. But
hell yeah, you know the story's changing once you see what's his name? You know who I'm talking about.
You know who you're talking about. Jesse Plemons. Oh my God. Yes.
I was like, oh, he's here. It's time.
I'll mention this again, but like, this is Jesse Plemons' 7th Oscar-nominated film. He's not even that old, okay? 7 movies this man has been in that have been nominated for Best Picture. And, of course, he was nominated himself for an actor.
For this movie?
A couple years ago. Power of the Dog.
Yes.
Yeah. He's just such a blank slate. He's perfect for these FBI guys. I think he's played like a government agent like so many times. Just like.
Yeah. Another exciting actor to see was Brendan Fraser.
Uh-huh.
That was
barely
fun.
In it, only in like one scene. And then John Lithgow, who plays the lawyer. I love John Lithgow.
He's so good.
Yes. I saw him and I was like, oh, Emily's going to be really excited about John Lithgow. Because I was.
I do love John Lithgow. Oh. All right, any other trivia?
I'm just looking. There's a lot of trivia. Oh, this is cute. Lily Gladstone claimed that she and Leonardo DiCaprio became fast friends and easily bonded over their mutual interest in activism and musical taste. Gladstone added that DiCaprio and her father are both Scorpios, and she recognized the personality type.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, they're very cute on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah, I was interested about this. The film mentions restricted and unrestricted persons. Or no. It wasn't restricted and unrestricted. What was the term they used? She would go into, like, the bank or something or to go see someone, and she would list her name, and she would list, she would say something, and then she'd have a number. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the word she would say?
I don't know, man. It's been like a month since I watched this movie. It's kind of,
damn it.
It wasn't that just to get her like monthly, like allowance or something.
She was usually asking this dude for money for things. I can't remember what the,
It was really aggravating that back to me. All of these people were like in on it in the town. Like,
they'd like go have a guardian with you to come get your check or something. It was,
yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It just.
Ugh. Guardian is not the chaperone.
It was something like that. It was. I'm pretty sure they would say guardian, but it was like, but it was of that effect. It was like, it was like your chaperone or something or your whatever.
Um, Martin Scorsese pointed out that there is a subtle temporal shift during the radio scene in which the radio announcer begins to narrate events that would have happened later than the period in which the scene is set, such as William Hale's death in 1962, making it clear that it is really the modern day audience who's being addressed.
Mm. Yeah, I really also liked that radio scene at the end. I thought it was really interesting.
It was interesting instead of just putting like words on the screen, right? Like,
yeah,
it kind of made it a little bit more like another kind of like Southern radio drama, like with the sound effects, like you said, and like Jack White, you know, being a character doing like those mm-hmm. radio dramas that were really popular in like the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Leonardo DiCaprio was spanked with a real wooden paddle at full strength by Robert De Niro. I think that's good. Yeah. It's good trivia to know.
It is. He had to wear a pad on his butt.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't think that this would be Scorsese's last. He hasn't said anything about that. But if it is, it's, I think, a good way to go out. He's 80. So he's actually like 82.
He's still got another movie in him. What are you talking about?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's.
Oh, maybe even two more.
This, there's so many trivias in here that I keep losing it, but the gist of it was that Leonardo DiCaprio is the same age that the character of Robert De Niro's character, the real person, really was in real life. What's the name of that guy? Hale. He's the same age as Hale in real life.
During but the actually, time of these events?
Yes, during like the time Hale of the was events.
Because how old, Leo's like, what, 50?
50, yeah, I think he's like, when was he born? 40, or sorry, he was born in 76 or something? Now I gotta click on this. I should know this.
You should know this.
how would have I not known? He was born in 74. Wow, I was pretty close. So he's 50 this year, right? That's how numbers work.
20 years older than us.
Yeah.
There you go.
I had to go through my storage unit at my parents' house recently. And I had that,
did
you know,
find
signed
your Leo
picture.
Shrine?
I did know. I found my Leonardo DiCaprio signed photo that he signed for me.
Oh, I think I remember this.
Yes, it said, "To Alessandra, wish you were here," because I did not get to meet him, but somebody else did. And they
had him sign the thing for you?
Had it sign him for me, yes.
That's nice.
I know. It's still in the storage unit.
Aw, why don't you bring it back with you?
I should've. I don't know why I didn't. I guess I know exactly where it is now, so I guess I could go bring it back with me.
It's just a little piece of paper. You should have brought it home with you.
It is. It's literally like a 4x6 photo of him.
Yeah.
And he signed it.
All right, should we take a quick break and then we can do plot keywords and the meta score?
Let's do it.
All right.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we are back.
And we've got the plot keywords right here. We've got 1920s, Osage tribe, courtroom, based on book, Native American.
Okay. Not bad.
There you go.
This movie got an 89 Metascore with 57 positive, 6 mixed, and 0 negative reviews.
Wow, okay.
Yes, let's count how many 100s there are. 27. That's a lot.
That is a lot. Almost as many as, what was it, Past Lives? Did Past Lives have 29?
Past I've had so many. I think it was like 29. And then the last movie we watched. Oh,
it had like 22.
It had a lot. There's been a significant amount of 100s in these Best Picture nominees.
All right. So the lowest one we got here is a 40 by the Wall Street Journal. So I'm going to read that. Miss Gladstone draws a lot of sympathy as the modest, helpless Molly. But like everyone else here, her performance suffers from inertia. She spends the bulk of the movie mired in illness and despondency, and her look mirrors how I felt as I watched, numb and trapped.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, honestly, I so agree, true. Kyle Smith. As literally what I said. Did I not say that?
This is completely true.
Wow. Ugh. Yeah, the 50 above it says it's pedestrian and repetitive. I wouldn't say it's pedestrian, but I would say it's repetitive.
I mean, what is that? What does pedestrian even mean? Just like simple or like?
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. More of an earlier movie kind okay. of a take.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Repetitive, sure. I'll agree to that.
Maybe, the 80 from Los Angeles Times. If Killers miscalibrates its balance of perspectives, it also discovers, in the luminous recesses of Gladstone's performance, a quality of contemplation that beautifully suffices and modulates Scorsese's faster, more frenetic rhythms.
Hmm. Okay.
It was a nice, nice balancing with Lily. She really has a very good screen presence.
She was very calming. I'd like to sit and have tea with this woman.
She does seem she seems like somebody that would know a lot but also be nice and friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Let's take a look at these 20 something 100s. Jeez Louise. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're very nice about this movie. Don't feel the same way as I did with the lowest, but even though that was the lowest, I don't think it is. I don't think this movie is a 40 in my head. It's it's an 85 or an 83.
Yeah, I thought 89 was a little high. Just a little bit. Why are there two from Slant Magazine? Do they say the exact same thing? Oh yeah, they do. It's just in here twice.
Oh, that's then weird. It doesn't count as one of the 100s.
It doesn't.
It's in here twice.
Yeah,
26.
There you go. I don't know which one to pick. I'm so bad at picking. That's why I just go for the lowest one. Let's see.
Okay, 100 from Scream Rant. I'm going to read this one.
Okay.
Killers of the Flower Moon is immeasurably captivating and compelling. It's chilling and emotional, and I doubt anyone will walk away from the film, especially considering the way its ending is set up, without feeling moved by what they've just witnessed.
Okay.
The Telegraph calls Leonardo DiCaprio's character a charismatic outlaw, but a grasping, biddable, determinedly unreflexive stooge, whose actions inspire revulsion and outrage. Absolutely.
Yeah. He just doesn't deserve any of my sympathy, though, and I'm not going to give it to him.
Don't, man.
I'm not going to feel sympathy for you just because you're dumb. All right. How many Oscars is it nominated for?
Yeah, let's check that out. A bunch. I'm going to go with a bunch. Let's see. 10 Oscars.
Yeah, I think on Apple TV it says how many it was like nominated for, and I remember exclaiming a number.
Oh, okay. Hopefully one of them is costumes. Let's see. We've got original score, original song for the Wachazi, A Song for My People. That's going to be exciting if we get to see that on stage.
Ooh, yeah.
Love it. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress in a Leading Role for Lily Gladstone, Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Robert De Niro, Cinematography, Film Editing, Production Design, and Costume Design.
Hey, nice.
And notably not a nomination for Leonardo DiCaprio.
And no, I don't think this was his best role, so I think that's fine.
The person who did the costumes did the costumes for Dune as well.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and The Revenant as well.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, she's good. She's good at those, like, kind of old-timey, historical-looking mm. costumes.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Love
very
it.
Nice, very nice. All right. Is that all we got to say about Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yeah, you know, this movie was 3.5 hours, and our episode is only going to be, like, over 30 minutes. So I think we knocked out of the park.
I mean, I think that's about the amount of time you need to really talk about this film. Like, the second Casey and I finished the movie, Casey was like, okay, I don't have to watch that again.
No.
I was like, yeah, I think it's like a one and done type of movie. For sure. But it was a hell of a ride. If anyone wants to watch it, go right ahead. Just beware. It's long. But all right, that's all we got to say about Killers of the Flower Moon. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.